This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A forensic pathologist told jurors today that ketamine did not cause Elijah McClain's death. Defense attorneys for two paramedics charged in the fatal 2019 encounter called Dr. Yubisha Dragovich to the stand today. He told the jury that McClain had inhaled a fatal amount of vomit and fluids during his encounter with Aurora police.
In the process of that scuffle, he was obviously inhaling some of these materials that he brought up from his stomach under pressure because he was subjected to pressures.
Dragovich's opinion contradicts testimony from medical experts and the official autopsy. Paramedics gave McClain a ketamine dose meant for someone about 80 pounds larger than McClain. Colorado Springs Republican Representative Doug Lamborn applauded passage of the annual defense policy bill today. He says it does a lot to help service members' families and bolster military space programs.
It makes a lot of great strides towards helping our national defense.
The NDAA also includes Colorado-specific priorities, such as funding for resilience and new construction at military facilities in the state. But Colorado lawmakers were not able to remove a provision from Alabama members that prohibits funding building out the new Space Command headquarters until the middle of next year. The bill now heads to the president's desk. A 23-year-old woman is being charged with vehicular homicide of Magnus White, a 17-year-old cycling prodigy from Boulder. White died in July after being struck by a driver while biking near Gun Barrel. And the U.S. Forest Service has acquired the land surrounding the peak of Mount Democrat, making it easier for public access. This is CPR News.